Thank you very much, Dr. Maria. Malaysia has listened carefully to the speakers and thank them for their valuable views. It is undeniable that more advancement in the implementation of the right to development could have prevented or mitigated repercussions of the COVID-19, particularly on the vulnerable groups. If any, the COVID-19 pandemic has shown us that coordinated efforts to recover from the pandemic should take into account human rights-based approaches and also grounded on development agenda. Malaysia acknowledges the crucial linkage between the 2030 SDGs and human rights. The SDGs can be the platform for realizing all aspects of human rights, including the right to development, as well as economic, social, and cultural rights. Malaysia has adopted a whole-of-nation approach in building partnerships across government, civil society, private sectors, academia, and local communities in advancing its SDG agenda. As Malaysia develops socio-economically, it is important to ensure its development gains are not reversed by climate-related hazards and natural disasters. Resilience of growth is therefore important to ensure the increase in standards of living enjoyed by the people today will continue to rise for future generations. In the 11th Malaysia Plan 2016-2020, 7.24 billion ringgit Malaysia was allocated for the implementation to enhance climate resilience and adaptation measures, and continuous support will be emphasized in the 12th Malaysia Plan for 2021-2025. Malaysia is also developing the National Adaptation Plan to ensure that climate change adaptation is mainstreamed into development plan. Developing countries, including climate vulnerable countries, should be provided with international support on climate financing and technology transfer to better implement their adaptation and mitigation programs. Malaysia would like to seek esteemed speakers' views on how the Human Rights Council can strengthen its advocacy on this matter. Thank you.